Lesson 32, The Infinitive Mood. In this lesson, we're going to study the infinitive mood. An infinitive is a verbal noun. Again, an infinitive is a verbal noun. When we studied participles, we saw that a participle is a verbal adjective. An adjective in that it describes or modifies, and verbal in that it is action. A participle describes or gives descriptive action. The infinitive being a verbal noun. The noun being the name of a person, place, or thing. Therefore, it is the name of an action, almost like a title. And it is usually translated with the word to. I am going to race. The word race would be your infinitive, to race. Race shows the kind of action, but it also is presented as the name of an action. It's not what I am doing, but I'm going to participate in something that is called a race. Since they have the nature of verbs, infinitives have tense, voice, and mood. Infinitives also have the nature of nouns. A noun is the name of, first of all, a person, secondly, a place, and thirdly, a thing. In summary, an infinitive expresses the name of the action in a sentence. The name of the action in a sentence. The tense of the infinitive. The tense of the infinitive is expressed in the present and aorist tenses. If it sounds familiar, it's because in lesson 31, the subjunctive tense also was in the present and aorist tenses. Just two tenses. The present infinitive expresses continuous action without regard to time, that is, past, present, or future. Now you remember, in the present tense in the indicative mood, we saw that the present tense expresses two kinds of action. Continuous action and action taking place at the present time. There is no time element with regard to past, present, or future with the infinitive. It just shows one kind of action, continuous. The aorist infinitive. The aorist infinitive expresses a single act without regard to time, that is, past, present, or future. So again, the aorist, when we studied it in the indicative mood, the aorist tense expresses a single act in past time. There is no regard to time in the infinitive. It just makes reference to a single act versus a continuous act or action in the present infinitive without regard to past, present, or future. Lesson 32, The Infinitive Mood, continued. Page 2, we have presented for you the present infinitive, remembering that the present infinitive expresses continuous action. The present infinitive is formed upon the present stem of the verb. In this case, it would be lu. But notice, as a verbal noun, it has tense, voice, and mood. The tense being present, the voice being active, middle, and passive, the mood being infinitive. It does not have singular and plural. The present active infinitive is luain, to loose. Again, the infinitive is translated with the word to loose. Whenever the subject in the sentence is doing the action, and it is continuous, and we're talking about the name of some kind of activity or action, it will be in the present active infinitive. The present middle infinitive is luesthai, to loose for oneself. Again, when the subject in the sentence is doing the action to or for himself, and it is continuous, and it is the name of the action which he is doing, it will be in the middle voice, luesthai. The passive, the present passive infinitive, is the same as the middle, as far as spelling and pronunciation, luesthai, but because it's passive, it means that the subject is going to receive the name of the action. Luesthai is to be loosed. He is going to be loosed. The aorist infinitive. The aorist infinitive expresses a single act as compared to the present infinitive, which expresses continuous action. The aorist active and middle infinitives are formed upon the aorist stem and has the tense suffix and variable vowel sigma alpha, just as in the aorist indicative. The aorist passive infinitive is formed upon the aorist passive stem, that is the lengthened form theta eta. Remember, the aorist passive is theta epsilon. But in the infinitive, it's the lengthened form theta eta. The aorist active infinitive is loosai, to loose. If the subject in the sentence is going to perform an action, the name of that action, if it is a single act, will be expressed in the aorist active infinitive, loosai. The aorist middle infinitive is lusasthai. Again, notice the sigma alpha in the active and middle, sasthai, versus esthai in the present middle. That's the subject of the sentence doing an action, and the name of that action, he's doing it to or for himself, to loose for oneself, would be in the aorist middle infinitive. Now notice the aorist passive infinitive. It is developed upon the aorist passive stem. It is luthenai. Notice the theta eta, to be loosed. If the subject in the sentence is going to receive the action, the name of that action is going to be in the aorist passive infinitive. Luthenai. Again, the difference between the present and the aorist is the present infinitive expresses continuous action, the aorist infinitive expresses a single act, and when we're talking about an infinitive, we're not talking about just a verb that expresses action, we are talking about a verbal noun. It's the name of the activity. And it is usually translated with the word to when the infinitive is used by itself in a sentence. We'll discuss that in a moment. Noticed in your present infinitive and aorist infinitive, in all cases except the present active, the alpha iota is the ending. Become familiar with the fact that epsilon iota nu ending is a present active infinitive ending, but just have it fixed in your mind that alpha iota is the ending for the infinitive in the present middle, present passive, aorist active, aorist middle, and aorist passive. Now a note on the second aorist infinitive. The second aorist infinitive is formed upon the second aorist stem, but as the subjunctive mood also has the present infinitive endings. So, some verbs will not have an aorist infinitive, it will have a second aorist infinitive, just as with the subjunctive and other moods. When a word is in the second aorist, it has a second aorist stem, but the endings are present infinitive endings, but it is a second aorist word, and is to be translated as a single act. Another note at the bottom of page 2, the negative of the infinitive is may. We have seen in our text of John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, that the particle u is the negative. The word may is the negative, meaning not or no, when used with an infinitive. Lesson 32, the infinitive mood continued. Lesson 32, page 3. The uses of the infinitive. Other than its normal use by itself, there are three other uses. First of all, when it is used as a noun, it is called the articular infinitive. That is, it is an infinitive that has the article with it, the. The to race, the to do, it's an activity. The Greek infinitive can also be expressed with the article like any other noun. When used with the article, the infinitive takes the neuter article and is classified as a neuter noun. Example, toluene. It's literally the to loose. Because luene is a present infinitive, it is really the act of or the process of loosing. So the act or process of loosing with the definite article, it's translated in English to loose. It's called an articular infinitive. It's talking about the particular act or process. The articular infinitive can also come after prepositions. Notice the examples. En to luane. In the Toulouse. That would be the literal translation. Be in the process. Or during the process of loosing. A good translation would be while loosing. In the process of loosing or while loosing. Notice the second example. Dia to luthenai. Here we have an aorist passive infinitive with a neuter accusative article because the preposition dia takes the accusative. Dia with the accusative is translated on account of. On account of the to be loosed. On account of the act of being loosed is how it would be translated. It's talking about the particular act that the subject of the sentence is going to receive. Its second use is when used as part of a verb. Example, en to legen autus tauta ho kurios apelthen. Just taking the first part of this phrase, in the to say. Legain is your present infinitive of lego, to say. In the to say them these things. Notice autus is your accusative plural personal pronoun. They or them. In the to say them these things. Tauta is your neuter accusative plural. But it's in or during the circumstance or process that they were saying these things, the Lord, Hokurios, went away. Apeothen. Apeothen is a second aorist. Apo is your preposition away from. And aothen is your second aorist of erkomai, to go. The Lord went away. in the process or during the circumstance that they were saying these things. Now notice, when used as part of a verb, the subject of the infinitive is in the accusative case. Autus is your accusative plural. It will not be in the nominative case. So that when the infinitive is being used to describe a process, the name of an action, that the subject of the sentence is going to be in the accusative case, not in the nominative case. So it would literally read, while they were saying these things, the Lord went away. A third use of the infinitive is called the use of the infinitive in the indirect discourse. Indirect discourse, that is, making reference to what someone has said without presenting an exact quote, is sometimes expressed by the infinitive and the accusative. Example, hoi anthropoi elegon auton, enai ton prophetein. The men were saying, elegon is an imperfect tense, third person plural, imperfect meaning continuous action in past time. The men were saying, now notice, autones in the accusative case, him, enai is a present infinitive of a me, to be. It's literally, the men were saying him to be the prophet. But it's an indirect quote. They're not quoting him. A direct quote would be, the men were saying, he is the prophet. But making reference to their quote, without quoting it exactly, the men were saying, him to be the prophet. So it would be translated that he was the prophet. It's indirect discourse. Quoting it indirectly, without quoting it word for word. When used in indirect discourse, auton would be the subject and enai would be your infinitive. Him to be. Translated, that he was literally the prophet. Lesson 32, Exercise 1, the pronunciation exercises. In this exercise, we are going to study the infinitive in the text of John 1, 1-18. We only have one infinitive. We'll take that as we do our reading. The material that we have studied in lessons 11 through 31 are now underlined and parsed in the text. It would be beneficial for you to take the charts on infinitives, that's page 50, out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. So we're going to read through our text. You might want to follow along and read along with the reading. Beginning with line 1. En arche. Ein hologos. Kai hologos. Ein pros ton theon. Line 3. Kai theos ein ho logos. Houtos ein en arche pros ton theon. Line 5. Panta diautu agenato. Kai choris autu agenito ude hen ho gegonen. Line 7. En auto zoe ein kai he zoe ein to phos ton anthropon. Line 8. kaitophos en te skotia phine kai he skotia auto u kateleben. Line 11, verse 6. Agenito anthropos apestomenos para theou onoma auto Ioannes houtos eothen eis marturion hina marturese peri tu photos hina pontes pastiusosi d. Line 15. Autu uk ein ekenos to fos al hina marturese peri tu photos ein to fos to alethinon ho fotidze panta anthropon erkomenon eis ton kosmon en to kosmo ein kai ho kosmos di autu agenito kai ho kosmos auton uk egno eis ta idia eotha kai hoi idioi. Line 23. Auton. U parelabon. Hosoi. De. Elabon. Auton. Edoken. Autois. Exousion. Tekna. Theou. In line 25, our first word is our infinitive, genesthai. And wouldn't you know it, it is a second aorist middle infinitive. By second aorist, it means that this is the second aorist stem, gen, of genomai, the deponent verb, which would continue to have its middle ending, of middle voice, and yet it would be translated as a present tense. Genesthai is the second aorist middle infinitive of genomai. Going back to line 23 at verse 12, but as many as received him, edoken, he gave to them exousion, authority, children, tekna, theou, of God, to become, genesthai, showing a single act. And expressing that single act, he's emphasizing not of people becoming children of God, but he is naming the act. People have to go through the process of becoming children of God. He gave to them the authority to become children of God. Line 25. Tois pistiousin eis to onoma autu. Line 26 at verse 13. Hoi uk exhaimaton ude ek thalematos sarkos. Ude ek thalematos andros. ek theou egenetheson. Kai ho logos sarx egenito. Kai eskenoson. Line 30. En hemin kai ethe asamatha tain doxon. Line 31. Autu doxon hos monogenus para patros. Pleres caritos kai aletheas. Ioannes marture peri autu. Kai kekrage legon. Hutos ein hon apon. Ho opiso mu. Ercomenos emprosthen mu. Gegonen. Hoti protos mu ein. Kai ek tu pleromatos autu. Hemes pantes elabomen. Line 38. Kai karin antikaritos. Hoti honomos dia moseos erothe. He karis. Line 40. Kai he aletheia dia Iesu Christu agenito. Line 41, verse 18. Theon udes heoreke popote. Ho monogenes huios. Ho on eis ton kopon tu patros akenos exegesato. You should study this exercise while going on to lesson 33 and the study of contract verbs and the imperative mood.